Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing 16-year-old Eureka girl. Denia Bell has not been seen since last Saturday when she attended Arts Alive in Eureka. Bell is 5'6", 130 pounds, with long black hair and a lip piercing. It's suspected that Bell may have run away from home, and she also suffers from type 1 diabetes, which gives her family concerns about her medical condition. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Three people were injured in a single-vehicle collision on Tishtang Road in Hoopa yesterday. The driver, 27-year-old Brandy Gray, lost control of the vehicle and slammed into a tree. The force of the collision injured Gray and a 12-year-old child. Both were taken to Mad River Hospital with moderate injuries. A 7-year-old child who was not in a child safety seat suffered major injuries, including head trauma, and was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Reading. The cause of the collision remains under investigation, although impairment is not suspected of playing a role. The County Assessor's Office has announced that the 2012 assessor rolls have been posted online and that property owners can take advantage of the new online postings to learn of any changes to their property values. The website, which can be reached through the main county website, is instituted as a cost savings measure, and it lists the value of property or any changes due to market value, ownership changes, construction in progress, and other assessments, such as for TPZ or Williamson Act properties. Property owners can also obtain a printed value notice by contacting the assessor's office. The Secretary of State's office has issued numbers to 11 ballot measures that will be voted on in November, and Governor Jerry Brown's tax hike initiative will be listed first. Proposition 30 will be at the top of the list on the ballot despite lawsuits, followed by others who have initiatives on the same ballot and by taxpayer watchdog groups who claim that the governor was being given preferential treatment. The governor's tax plan would raise taxes on those earning more than $250,000 per year. A traffic collision in Willits led to the arrest of a suspect who stands accused of stealing more than $8,000 during a robbery. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies were alerted to a single-vehicle collision on Turner Road last night, and the description of the vehicle involved in the collision matched that of the vehicle described by the victim of the robbery as that of the suspect, Jeremiah Eckel. The robbery victim told deputies that Eckel had arrived at his residence, and after he opened the door, Eckel started to attack him while demanding money. The victim surrendered the cash, and Eckel fled the scene. When deputies contacted Eckel just after midnight this morning, he denied any involvement, but a search of a residence associated with Eckel turned up the money, and Eckel was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, including robbery, assault, and an outstanding warrant. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. By all accounts, the city of Eureka's 4th of July fireworks show was a great success. Visitors in downtown and Old Town were able to see the show up close and personal, and even of those of us sitting on our front stoops in the city had a great view. But as City Manager David Tyson points out, there's always the chance of someone doing something stupid.
Well, no, we almost had that at the end of the show when the goofball sent a flare up over Old Town at 10:30. That was exciting. That was probably the most excitement of the evening, to watch where the flare was going to land in Old Town. Very troublesome when we have a downtown in Old Town made out of wood.
Tyson pointed out that although the city underwrites the fireworks show, it's a community effort that can be ruined by a few bad actors.
And that's probably our biggest fear of 4th of July, is that type of activity where we have our own safe and sane fireworks show offered by the citizens of Eureka and the business owners of Eureka. And then we have crazy people that go down there with their own fireworks. It's very troublesome for public safety.
Eureka police are looking into the matter and have identified individuals who may have information about the flare lighting. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.